Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm PJ Doran, and this week on Pit Pass, we'll be talking to Dalton Gauthier. Moto America, the home of the AMA Superbike Championship, featuring 190-mile-an-hour superbikes, is the official sponsor of Pit Pass Moto. Tickets and info and the complete schedule are available at MotoAmerica.com. Please come out and check out some races. We've got 9 rounds of the best racing on 2 wheels, as I mentioned, featuring 190-mile-an-hour Ono Superbikes. All 20 rounds of that series will air live. That's right, live on Fox Sports. We've got the Return of the King of the Baggers series extended this year to 3 rounds. It was a huge success last year. If you didn't see it, get out there or watch it. The best place to watch if you can't get to the track, Moto America Live Plus action all weekend long. You won't miss a single thing. The first event coming up will be April 30th through May 2nd. Moto America Superbikes at Atlanta. Road Atlanta, amazing facility. Get out there if you're local. Or as I said, get on MotoAmerica.com or Moto America Live Plus. An amazing series, amazing year coming. And hopefully we get all the action we had in 2020. This past week in motorcycle racing news, round 2 of the GNCC series, the Wild Boar in Palatka, Florida. XC1, the top dogs, Benjamin Kelly got his first race win of the year over the Stranger, Josh Strang, and Jordan Ashburn. In XC2, Jonathan Giroir was the winner over Craig DeLong and Mike Witkowski. In overall points, XC1, Grant Baylor is currently sitting atop with 48 points, Josh Strang 2 adrift. Ben Kelly with his win, now only 2 adrift. He's tied with the Stranger. In XC2, Witkowski is on top with 51. 1 point adrift, you got Craig DeLong. 6 points back, you got Jonathan Giroir. Looking good in Daytona, the big time race, the Supercross this weekend. Eli Tomac comes out on top in the 450s, making that, you heard it, 5 times he has won that race. He tied the GOAT, Ricky Carmichael, most Daytona Supercross wins of all time. Way to go, Tomac. You're killing it. Cooper Webb came home second on top of Aaron Plessinger, rounding out the podium. That makes overall season points. They just tightened up. Roczen was a little back, had a tougher night. Webb gave him a little bit of a push. There was some mention of it on the podium. It's going to be interesting to watch going forward. So stay tuned. Roczen on top of the points, 199. Cooper Webb only 2 back. Tomac now closed the gap with that win. He's only 24 back. We're halfway point of the season. It's going to be an awesome finish in the 250 West class. This was their second round at Daytona. Cam McAdoo had the ride of the weekend, killed it over Stylus Robertson and Pierce Brown. Overall points, again, we're only 2 rounds into the 250 West series. McAdoo on 49, Justin Cooper 4 back, Garrett Marchbanks 10 back. And that is it for the weekend's racing news. This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, what engine technology did Yamaha introduce to production two-stroke motocross bikes in 1981? We'll be back with the answer to that trivia question after we talk to our guest, Dalton Gauthier. We are stoked to be talking to American flat track racer Dalton Gauthier today on Pit Pass. Welcome to the show, Dalton. Tell us about what you got cooking for this season of American flat track.
Yeah, so this year for 2021 season, I'll be back in the production twins class aboard a Harley Davidson, backed with Vance.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Nine's power. We're back to our roots of 2019, pretty much, when I won my AFT Singles Championship. I have D&D Cycles with me on board and a whole bunch of people helping me out that have helped me out in the past. So, yeah, I'm excited to go racing and I'm ready to win some races and have some fun.
Plus, you get to really mess with Robbie Bobby on a pretty regular basis, right? Because he's about the most fun dude to jack around with in the pits, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty much like my best friend and my brother at the same time. So me and him work well together. We have fun and we like to go win races and make that money. So, yeah, that's the plan. And me and him, I don't think we'll be splitting apart anytime soon. So I'm excited to go racing with him, and me and him work well together. So it's a perfect package.
Right on. So what are your thoughts, honestly, about the Harley? Obviously, you and Robbie Bobby are putting together a top shelf competitive package. Harley has been on the back foot for a moment, but it seems like even last year, it was the tide was turning a bit. Does it feel like that from the paddock level?
Yeah, for sure. I just want to thank Vance and Hines that came on board again this year, and they're helping me out. Just like 2019, I mean, we pretty much got the same team almost. D&D Cycles is splitting the team, and then Vance and Hines is helping us out with motors and all that other stuff. It's cool, and last year I struggled a bunch just for twins on the Harley, but you know, it was a learning year for me, and I've learned a lot. It was like one of the first times in my career where I didn't get to win a race in a single season, so... Yeah, didn't have the results that I wanted, but this year it's a totally different game plan, and we're racing a different class with different guys, and I think the Harley Davidson's going to be really, really hard to beat, so I'm excited to go racing, and should be awesome.
What I was referring to, obviously, was not anyone's lackings. Indian had a really dominant package, and it just feels like, I watch AFT religiously, it really feels like the Harley is making immediate and visible strides to the front. So again, kudos to you, and what a killer team. What are you thinking about early season? What's your favorite race that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to racing Evolutia this weekend. Probably my most looking forward to the track is Springfield. I'm really excited to go there again. I've done well in the past. I've got some wins there, so the track suits me very well. And then I'm excited to go to Port Royal Speedway in Pennsylvania and race in front of my family and friends. So those two tracks are probably my favorite, but whenever I'm at the racetrack, I'm happy. So it doesn't really matter what track it is.
So what do you do in the off season, Dalton? Are you doing like indoor, any of the, as we know, multiple venues that a flat track racer could go racing, or do you stick to the gym and your mountain bike, or how does the off season go for you?
Man, my training is a lot different than all the other guys, I think. I ride a lot more flat track than the other guys, it seems like to me. I ride motocross, but yeah, I stick to the gym a little bit here and there, probably 2 to 3 times a week when I can, and then riding most of the time. I ride as much as I can, probably 4 times, 5 times a week. So, and then on the weekends, we go outlaw racing whenever I can. So yeah, it's a cool way to train, and I think the best training is being on the bike. So definitely a little bit different, but it works for me, and I've been happy this off season. It's been a blast.
Well, yeah, the outlaw racing you're referring to is exactly what I was talking about, because it seems I, for one hot second, was a very low level amateur flat tracker, and it, over in Illinois, Indiana, it seemed like, and points south a little bit, there's indoor stuff in like horse arenas, right? That if you're motivated to go get a gate start or a flat track start, you can race a heck of a lot in the winter, right?
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's an awesome experience. Robbie Bobby had a race this winter in Pensacola. It was a little equestrian, horse ring, bull ring, short track. So it was a lot of bar banging action. It was fun. And a lot of amateurs were there. And I went to Alabama indoor. That was a cool place. I've never been there before. Raced there and did pretty well. And that was a blast. And yeah, the indoors are never, they're always a blast. So yeah, they're good training. And it's always good to get out there and race with some fast guys and then win some money at the end too.
How about, have you ever gone down or ever had the chance to go down to like the Texas Tornado camp and do, I know he's got an outlaw series that brings in some pretty hot rod dudes. It's not technically always a flat track race or not the bikes you guys ride. Is that something you have done?
Yeah, so back in 2016, I'm actually pretty good friends with Colin and the whole instructor place and all the instructors there, as I should say. Colin's an awesome man, and Shea Fuchik, he's a good friend of mine too. So I went down there in 2016 and did one of the Mad Dog races they have, and then actually ended up a year later being an instructor there for a school. So that was an awesome experience. Colin's a top-notch dude. Very cool to hang out with, and yeah, it was an awesome time, and that place was sweet. So if anybody ever wants to check it out and wants to go to a riding school, that'd be awesome.
That's the absolute one. That is my, I'm going to know I arrived in life when I get to spend a 3-day camp with Colin Edwards at that deal, because he is such a stud and so fun to hang out with. So you said you did his, you know, the outlaw race that he does 1 year, and then your cadre the next. Is that pretty much the qualifier to become an instructor at Colin School? Like, you have to crush it at that race, and then next year you're invited? Because I'm sensing a theme when I talk to flat trackers who've been there. Like, yeah, I went down and ran his race. Then he asked me to be an instructor.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't have a clue that I was going to be an instructor a year later. I've always wanted to go there again, but being an instructor was definitely a lifetime changing thing for me, is getting to hang out with a MotoGP star and champion. So that was awesome, and I never got to do that before. So, and I got to ride with a bunch of badass guys. So, yeah, it's awesome time. 3 days of riding and get to shoot guns. It's not all riding.
Did you shoot his Barrett 50 cal? Because the pictures of guys who've never shot a 50 shooting that gun, those are priceless moments. Doesn't even involve motorcycles. Like, wow, the eye opener there is pretty sweet.
For sure. That's why I think that place is so special. It's so different than any other riding school I've ever been to. We get to shoot guns. We do all, it's all fun pretty much. That's what's cool about that place.
There's a Western bar with swinging doors that you hang out in what looks like the OK Corral. Two dudes could totally meet for a high noon gunfight right in front of. Oh, that's where we sleep at night. It's a bar.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's definitely different, but it's a life-changing thing. If you ever go there, you'll definitely have some fun. For anybody that wants to try out flat track and then shoot some guns after, maybe drink a beer later in the night. Yeah, it's awesome.
Right on. I'm so stoked for this season for you. What do you think? You didn't have the results you wanted last year, but last year was just weird all the way around thanks to COVID. You guys, you AFT racers, actually got a season. The road racers, they got a season. Everybody, motorcycle racers, relatively in the U.S., got their season. It was modified, but what's the outlook from the paddock and from the, you know, from AFT? Are they giving you guys, you know, good vibes about how things are going to play out this season? They got plans. I'm sure they learned a lot last year.
For sure. Last year was a learning year all around. I mean, not having fans in the stands too much, or having them in the pits, was definitely weird. And it definitely sucks because the fans make the racing way better. Yeah, we got to go racing, and shout out to AFT for that. They made it happen. And I'm excited for this year. I think it'll be a little bit better, and definitely a little bit more fans in the stands. So that'll be cool. And that's what makes racing is having the fans in the stands, I think. So, yeah, for sure. Them guys, shout out to AFT. They made it happen last year. And even though we didn't think it was going to happen, they made it happen. So this year, I think we'll be a lot better. And hopefully we see some fans in the stands this year a lot more, and should be a good year.
Dalton, we're so looking forward to your racing this season. You absolutely are one of our favorites. And I couldn't speak more highly than to talk about your team boss, manager, whatever you call him on any given day. So definitely give him a shout out. As I know you're on a time constraint, wanted to give you a chance to thank your sponsors or anybody that helps you go racing that you haven't mentioned already, because we know that's a big deal.
Yeah, I definitely want to thank my whole team for sure. D&D Cycles, Vance and Hines, Bell Helmets, Light Shoe, Parts Unlimited, Drag Specialties, Just Live CBD. There's so many. NJK Leathers, Motion Pro. Man, there's so many guys helping us out this year. I can't even name them off all. So, yeah, I just want to thank everybody, and shout out to Robbie Bobby too. And yeah, I just can't thank everybody enough for sticking with us and helping our program out this year. I wouldn't be at the race if it wasn't for them.
Right on. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the track. Best of luck this year, Dalton.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the show. It's awesome.
Thank you again to our guest, Dalton Gauthier. This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, What engine technology did Yamaha introduce to production two-stroke motocross bikes in the year 1981? And the answer is the exhaust power valve technology, or as Yamaha called it, YPVS. All other brands of two-stroke engines eventually had to release their own, did release their own form of variable exhaust timing. Honda with ATAC, Kawasaki with KIPS, and many others that you would, of course, know about if you worked on those machines. In upcoming motorcycle racing news, of course, we've got Supercross of Arlington starting this weekend, March 13th. This is going to be a triple header in Arlington. Much as we've seen throughout the Supercross season, they're going to do three stops while in Arlington, the 13th, the 16th, and the 20th. So stay tuned for that. GNCC, the general, the race is called, will be happening in Washington, Georgia this weekend, 3/13. And of course, the Daytona 200, the granddaddy of all motorcycle races, this Saturday, the 13th, in conjunction with AFT, much as every other year at Bike Week. AFT will be racing 3/12 and 3/13 at the Volusia Half Mile. That's called Volusia Half Mile 1 and Volusia Half Mile 2. Tune in on AFT to catch that action, and you can catch the Daytona 200 as well online. Thank you again to Dalton Gauthier for joining us today, and thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you have a moment, please rate and review us. We really appreciate it. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com where you can check out our blog. This has been a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Howerson, Chris Bishop, our producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm PJ. We'll see you next week. Keep the rubber side down.
Hey there. My name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.